Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Brachos 34, talking about refusal. The Gemara cites a brisa: if one is asked to lead the congregation in the prayer service, he ought to refuse, as if to say that he is unworthy of the honor. And if he does not refuse, he resembles a cooked food without salt. But if he persists too much in refusing, he resembles a cooked food which is oversalted. What should he do? The first time he is asked, he should refuse. The second time, he should bestir himself, preparing himself to rise. The third time, he should stretch out his legs and go down. And the Gemara cites a brisa: there are three things of which too much of them are bad, while a little of them is good, namely yeast, salt, and refusal. So a little bit of refusal is good, but too much refusal is not. This brings to mind the idea that when we are asked to do something, or when people are looking for things to do, we shouldn't push it off completely too much. We should think about it, and we should maybe hesitate a little bit, but not hesitate too much, because if not you, who is it going to be? And if not now, when, as Pirkei Avos tells us? And Pirkei Avos also tells us in chapter 2 that in a place where there is no man, you should be the one that should be the man. So if you're asked, especially to daven, to lead the prayer services, and you have an okay voice, you have a good voice, you have good tunes, you can get people into it, Hashem gave you the capabilities and the qualities and the abilities, you should use them to help lead the prayers, to help lead the services, to help lead the tefillah. Granted, you don't want to be too eager and too over jumpy to go do it, but if you're asked, you shouldn't refuse too much and give the quality and give the honor and give the ability to someone else. As the Gemara says, three times, at first hesitate a little bit, then hesitate a little bit less, and then jump to the opportunity, because when we're given such an opportunity, we should do so, especially if we have the ability to make it a wonderful tefillah for everybody, if Hashem gives us such capabilities and abilities. Whatever abilities and qualities we have, we should use them and help out everyone as much as we can, because that's the different things Hashem gave us to do to try to make the world a better place. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 35 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.